Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia. Our morning broadcast begins at 1:38 a.m. UTC on the 31 and 41 meter bands. This is repeated at 3 a.m. UTC on the 19 meter band. The evening broadcast begins at 3:28 p.m. UTC on the 19 and 41 meter bands and also in the digital DRM system on the 19 meter band.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father Gaurav Shroff, an American diocesan priest of Indian origin belonging to the Archdiocese of Atlanta. He was ordained a priest about a month ago. Born and brought up in an upper-caste Hindu family in India, Gaurav became a Catholic, attracted by the Gregorian music, and that too while he was still in the college. Later, pursuing his secular studies in the U.S., he listened to his inner prompting to follow his master more closely. In the first part of this interview today, Father Gaurav shares his journey of faith. Our faithful witness of today, Father Gaurav Shroff, shares with us his faith experiences, his attraction for Gregorian music, and his call to Catholic faith. Father Gaurav Shroff, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you.
Sure. So my name is Father Gaurav Shroff. I was born in New Delhi, but my family moved to the United States when I was a child, to Washington, D.C., and we were there till I was a young child, and then we moved back to India. My dad and mom are both professionals. My mother is a retired IAS officer. My father was a professional economist. We lived in New Delhi, then in Ahmedabad, and in Bombay, Mumbai.
When did you first come in contact with the Catholic Church?
As a teenager that I first encountered the church, it was really through music. Growing up, I was trained in Hindustani classical music from a young age. There was a very musical bent in our family. My father especially had an interest in music, and we really listened to classical music, Western and Indian, at home. And as a teenager, when I first discovered church's heritage of chant, it was really through borrowing discs from the library, compact discs, and listening to the music. There was something about that music that really kind of pierced my heart. That's how I describe it now. Awakened me to a kind of a deep beauty that I hadn't experienced really anywhere else. Even in Hindustani music, that was not my experience. There's a lot of riches there. And it made me very curious to learn more about the world that produced this music. I was a very bookish fellow growing up, sort of socially awkward, not many friends. And so I went to the library and I searched around and I found an old manual of Gregorian chant in the library in school. And I checked that book out for several years and sort of taught myself chant myself. And then that led me to learn more about the texts of the music, which are all sacred texts. They're texts of the Mass, scriptural texts. I taught myself some Latin so I could find out what was going on. I found an old missal which had the old Tridentine Mass, the English on one side and Latin on the other. And at this point, this is all very aesthetic. I read a little bit about the church. I read of the New Testament, but it wasn't anything deeper at this point.
Tell us a bit more about the faith expressions in your family prior to your experience of the Catholic faith.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we grew up in a upper middle class Hindu family. Both my parents were educated, Western educated. My dad got his studies in London at the London School of Economics. I think philosophically, probably secular humanists, very much of that kind of progressive, idealistic post-independence generation, very much believing in progress, in development. They both dedicated their life to the country in service through the government and through other institutions, had a real strong sense of democracy. Gandhian values were very much part of our home. Religiously, though, I think both of them have a certain suspicion of religion, where they've seen some of its negative effects with promoting violence, sort of from their perspective, keeping people backward, being opposed to education. So many of the social reforms that that whole generation championed seem to be opposed by religious voices, such as education of women. Personally, in our family, religion was not a very big deal. I learned mainly about Hinduism from my grandmother. Whenever she stayed with us, she would get up in the morning before everyone else and for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, do her puja every morning. I could hear her praying, and, you know, she was very devout. The other exposure to Hinduism, to religion, was from the comic books, Amar Chitra Katha.
So your parents were not particularly inclined to their religion?
They didn't really. You know, I have these memories of my mother, for instance, teaching us some shlokas growing up, but not very religious. Like, I don't really remember. Like, once in a while we'd go to a temple, but whether it was because maybe around Diwali or something like that. At weddings, family events, that's when religion kind of manifested itself. You know, they'd have a katha or a puja or something like that. But for us as kids, I mean, it was just a big family gathering. It was simply part of the other thing. I did not have a very deep, devout kind of Hindu experience growing up.
When did you first witness a Christian liturgy?
I first went to Mass on the 15th of August of the first year of my college, which would have been 1990 at St. Xavier's. And I remember it was monsoon day. It was 15th of August. Malhar is a big college festival that was going on. I was a volunteer for that. And I decided to just go to Mass because there was a Mass early in the morning. And all I remember really is, you know, that I didn't know any of the responses. And it was a very simple daily Mass offered by one of the priests. That Christmas of that year, I went to midnight Mass. The nearest church to us was the Cathedral of the Holy Name, which is the Cathedral of the Archdiocese of Bombay. And my dad actually came with me. My father came with me to that Mass because he remembered midnight Mass from his days in England. And it was a very nice experience. The following spring, my friends, Catholic friends, said, you know, if you're interested in going to Mass, go to the Triduum, because those are the big, big liturgies and big celebrations. And so Holy Thursday, I was back at Holy Name, and the Mass was celebrated outside because there's so many people who come, and there was a big stage. And I remember being struck by the fact that you have this important guy, the Cardinal Archbishop of Bombay, Simon Pimenta at the time, on his knees washing the feet of 12 men. And that really struck me because at least in my experience of our Indian context, of a very stratified society, very, very concerned with hierarchy, with pecking order, you never debase yourself. You never lower yourself down. It's always about striving to go higher in whatever context. And the kind of egalitarian values that my mother, my father had inculcated in us was really, in a sense, Western values of equality, of human dignity. And I didn't really see those reflected too much in Indian society. Like in our building in Bombay, you have a lift, an elevator for regular residents, and then you have a separate elevator for these servants. I mean, that's for me, had been an emblematic expression of just how divided our society is in India in many ways. And so I was really struck by that Holy Thursday, the washing of the feet. The next day I showed up again for the service of the Passion on Good Friday, and my Catholic friends had said, you can't receive communion, that's reserved for Catholics, but anything else you can participate in fully in the Mass. And so at the veneration of the cross, I saw people going up to the cross and venerating it, and I said, okay, I can do this. And I got into line, and I went to the cross. There was a cross with a corpus, I remember that. And I knelt and kissed it and made the sign of the cross. And when I got up, I had tears in my eyes, and I just knew in my heart, in some way the Lord revealed himself to me, and he said, I died for you. And that is what really changed everything. I remember walking back home that day and walking in to our flat, and my dad looked at me and said, are you okay? Has something happened? Have you become a Christian? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, of course not. The story with my family was, I enjoy the music. There's something there I'm going for, but I hadn't really, said too much more about it. But that's really when things changed, where I really wanted to know more about Christ. I read the New Testament really seriously for the first time and really started reading anything and everything that I could get a hold of. I started talking to my Catholic friends. There was a group of guys from Bandra who became very, very close friends of mine, and I started going to Mass there every Sunday. So from that Good Friday on, every Sunday pretty much, I started going to Mass. I started thinking of myself as a Catholic. 2 years later, at the behest of my best friend from college, I went on a retreat that was organized by the Jesuits. It was there, really. It was a silent retreat focused on men discerning a call to the priesthood. I had not even been baptized at this point. That was where I really had a real strong sense of God's peace and God's love, just praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I knew at some level that my life belonged to Christ, to Jesus. And I told him there, I am yours, do with me what you will. When I came out of that retreat, I wrote a letter to my parents and saying that this Christianity is not a hobby, it's part of me, and I'm going to start instruction for baptism.
Thank you, Father Gaurav Shroff. That was the first part of an interview with the Father Gaurav Shroff. In the second part of this interview next week, Father Gaurav will share with us his journey post-baptism. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.